Fat is no longer the bad guy in our diet. That's next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com. Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Fat and cholesterol. We've been told to avoid these for decades, according to Nina Teicholz, founder of a nonprofit called the Nutrition Coalition.
In 1961, we have the first advice anywhere in the world to cut back on saturated fat and dietary cholesterol as the single most effective way to prevent heart disease. That's where it all started. We were not fat phobic, particularly until that time, and we are suffering the consequences as a result of that.
Teicholz says dietary guidelines back in the 1960s were based on limited research.
The single most important policy driving what Americans think is a healthy diet is the U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans. It's co-issued by USDA and HHS. That determines all the food assistance programs, so school meals, food in hospitals, what the military is told to eat, all feeding assistance programs for women and infant children, also downloaded to all health professionals, and they deliver those guidelines, which, you know, if you believe that we should be eating more fruits, vegetables, grains, and keeping your animal foods low, that's basically the dietary guidelines for the last 45 years. So that really needs to change.
What we should be eating, says Teicholz, are animal fats, certain types of seafood, and organ meats like liver. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.